This is a public shout-out, an audio boot to a woman who lives close to Vancouver City. And there are four of us sitting in National 19 in Cork around a table. In fact, as far as I can see, we have three different birthplaces represented around the table. And if you have absolutely no interest in how people can meet up via the internet and all that, then stop listening to this straight away. Otherwise, we're going to talk to Jane Boyd, who is our wonderful, wonderful link person. I mean, let's just put it here and let's just big. It's on perch. The iPhone, Jane, is, you know, perched on top of a glass of Leslie's water, actually, and I didn't even ask her permission. So she may need, depending on how fastidious she is about hygiene, she may need a new glass. Leslie, over to you.
Hi, Jane. I cannot believe that I'm sitting here in Cork with friends of yours that, let's just trace this back. I met you at SobCon in Chicago. You're my friend from Vancouver. I'm from Southern California, yet I'm in Cork, Ireland, and you've set me up with three wonderful men to have breakfast with. Thank you so much.
Okay, Leslie, I mean, because this is a public booth, you better say who you are.
Well, okay, I'm Leslie McClellan with Tourism Currents, and I'm at Leslie McClellan on Twitter.
And what do you do for a living?
Oh, thank you very much. With Becky McCrae and Sheila Scarborough, we train hospitality.
Hello, Becky.
We train tourism professionals around the world how to implement social media into their marketing.
And what are you doing in Ireland?
I've been in Ireland for TBEX, which is the Travel Bloggers Exchange, and our company is a media sponsor for that. And then my husband and I are spending the next 2 weeks traveling this wonderful country. We have had a ball. Love it here. Absolutely love it here.
Okay, now we'll move to the man who's sitting opposite Leslie, who has never spoken to Jane Boyd in his life. Over to you, Peter Conway.
Good morning, Jane. I don't know who you are, but I believe you're a lovely person, so that's good enough for us here this morning. Leslie thinks she's sitting with three lovely guys, but she doesn't know anything yet, so that remains to be seen.
Peter, you have to introduce yourself because there's the public people listening to this. What do you do for a living and why do you do it?
I'm a new startup company with a company called Travel Buddy, and I happen to be at the same conference as Leslie over the weekend at TBEX, unbeknownst to each other. So,
by the way, TBEX was in Dublin, Ireland.
In Dublin, yes. So that's a new startup company, so it's just going, the first PR actually goes off this week telling the world about what we do.
So yeah,
this is actually the first PR. What's the name of the company?
Yeah. It's travelbuddyireland.com. So Travel Buddy connects visitors coming into Ireland with things to do, with activities, tours, restaurants, both online and on mobile. So it's the first of its kind. So that's what we're all about.
Wonderful. Jane, I'm pushing this glass containing the iPhone across the table to my business partner, who I can tell you rang me this morning and said, Paul, you got to help me find my voice. When you hear his voice, you'll understand what that means.
Morning, Jane. It's Jonathan here. How you doing? We've connected a couple of times on Twitter when Paul was off. So great to speak to you directly, and lovely to be sitting with three inspirational people this morning, chatting about marketing and social media. So really, really good.
Now, you can't speak for long, Jonathan.
You can speak for me. You can speak for Ireland.
Well, no. Well, I'm not going to speak for you. Just say a little bit about who you are and what a South African from Joburg is doing in Ireland now.
That's a very good question, Paul. I've been living in Ireland since 2008. I work with Paul O'Mahony, and we've got a company called Change Agents, and we're a branding and marketing company that's based in Cork, Ireland, and we're passionate about doing projects that are exciting, especially start from scratch projects where we can help clients envision their best possible future. So we have a good time. Every day is different, and today is certainly a great way to start a Monday morning.
Okay, now, Jane Boyd, you run a business called 45 Conversations. I'm not, which is out there, and 45 Conversations for you began life as a small project connected with your birthday, when you had a run-up to your birthday of about 4 days, and you decided, that since you were going to be 45 years of age, says she, well, that's in the public domain, I think, so, you know, you don't have to be tearing your hair out, or any woman listening to this won't say, my God, this man will always reveal my age in public, you know. I only do that for people. But Jane Boyd had about 4 days, Peter, I'll tell you this, because, and Jonathan, I don't think you really know this story. But basically, she had a small number of days before her birthday. Isn't that right, Leslie?
Yes, absolutely.
And she decided to do something mad. She would probably now say something that only a misfit would do. But she decided to actually use Google Plus to hold conversations with 45 people in 4 days. Well, using her own style of conversational dialogue. A bit jargony, that. But she is actually a bit different from most people. And she failed. Basically, she failed to achieve 45 conversations in 4 days. And when you think about what she had to do, it was in early days of Google Plus, right?
It was. But that was the first time I was ever even, had ever done a hangout or anything.
Are you on the original 45 conversations? Really?
Yes, yeah.
I never got to listen to you. I mean, there's 45 of them.
Yep.
I listened to a lot of them, but I didn't hear you.
I don't know. I was 10 or 11, I think, was...
Let's listen back to that.
But Jane, being the person she is, and for those of you listening to this, is tenacious and doesn't give up, you see. So she decided that she was going to complete the 45. And I mean, the kind of people that are on the 45, you know, are, you know, even better than myself and Leslie. You know, they're just stunning, you know.
Even better.
I mean,
they really are, you know.
It's fabulous.
You know, but, you know, if you wanted to know a kind of a... They're pretty serious cookies in the world of the development of businesses, as well as the, I mean, I would say in the development of businesses, but also, I mean, Jane Boyd's style is totally human. I mean, she doesn't have any script, and she doesn't interview people, really, does she?
No, it was a conversation, which is what social media should really be.
So that's what, you know, she's out there, and... anyway, Jane, look, we better stop introducing you. How could I say? I will never forget what you've done for me personally, in the sense that, you know, I think... I don't actually remember how I came across you first, to be truthful, but I know I responded to a blog post you wrote, which was about the relationship between... about the splitting that a lot of people do between the world of work and the world of... their family. And you have been campaigning, I think, not just intellectually campaigning, but living the life of somebody who has used all of these tools that we're used to using, you know, in terms of social media. But your kids use them, you use them at home, and like a lot of us have the situation where, you know, the other people at home say, oh my God, your dad's back on the social media stuff. But you seem to have cracked the way of everybody joining in, rather than the family being split into those who do it. We're just about to have breakfast, Jane. But in a nutshell, look, that's enough. We just want to say to Jane, we'll all say, well, it isn't really goodbye, because you'll be in our mind throughout the rest of breakfast and what goes on. But last word to Leslie, actually. That'll be enough. Last word with you, Leslie.
Honorary guest.
Yeah. Well, Jane, thank you so much for doing this. I mean, it really is, this will... go out in social media all over the place from all of us about how we all met up and did this, and it's all thanks to you. So a big thank you. We're sorry you're not on with us this morning, but we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Thank you.
All the best. You can find all the people around this table. I'll just run over them for a second. You can find Peter Conway on Twitter these days at the moment.
At Travel Buddy IRL.
Right, that's BUDDY, Travel Buddy IRL. You can find Leslie on Twitter on...
Leslie McClellan, and she's got me, so that's good.
Yeah, but it's public.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Elliot.
Belle McClellan, yeah.
Okay, it's Leslie, and then McClellan is McClellan.
And Jonathan Am, how would somebody find you on Twitter?
I'm at @changeagents_.
Right, that's genuine. And I'm Paul O'Mani, and I can be found on O'Mani Blog, O-M-A-N-I-B-L-O-G. Okay, world. Okay, Jane Boyd. Have a great, great week. Bye. From Nash 19 in Cork, one of the premier food places, and around the table, you'd believe it. I will send a photograph of the breakfast, I think. All the best. Bye, all.